Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to come day after day to study the Word of the living God, knowing that God so cares for us. He loves us. He wants us to be in a relationship with us, and He gave us His Holy Spirit to teach us His Word. So we go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just bless you today. We're just so grateful for you and who you are, and Lord, for what you've done in our lives. And Lord, you gave us life and breath. Oh, we wouldn't even be created if it were not for you. And so we don't take that for granted, nor do we take your word for granted. We want to learn from you today. I pray that you will bless us with your presence, bless us with your Spirit today, O God, to guide us into all truth, O Lord, and to empower us to live according to that truth. Lord, we want to be pleasing in your eyes, and with your Holy Spirit, we can be. We bless you. We thank you again for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, The Servant is Not Greater Than His Lord. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 20. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus told his disciples, If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. And in chapter 15, verse 20 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, Remember the word that I said unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. Where we read, Remember the word that I said unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. The verse reads, Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. John began with the words, Remember the word, which means recall and bring to mind the speech, discourse, mandate, and decree that I said unto you, or that I, Jesus, uttered, declared, and proclaimed to his disciples. The servant, which means the slave, bondman, men of servile condition, is not greater or is not larger, more important, and stronger than his Lord, which means then the servant's one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has the power of deciding, the master. John shared how Jesus reminded the disciples of his words concerning a servant's master being greater than the servant himself. The verse continues, If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. John added the words, If they have persecuted me, which means whether and in case the inhabitants of the earth have mistreated, pursued with hostility, and driven away me, Jesus, they will also persecute you. Or the inhabitants of the earth will even so and indeed mistreat, pursue with hostility, and drive away you, disciples of Jesus. If they have kept my saying, which means whether and in case the inhabitants of the earth have attended to carefully, observed, and reserved the uttering, declaration, and proclamation of me, Jesus, they will keep yours also. Or the inhabitants of the earth will attend to carefully, observe, and reserve the uttering, declarations, and proclamations of Jesus' disciples. John shared how Jesus told his disciples they would be persecuted by the inhabitants of the world because they persecuted him. However, if the people of the earth followed Jesus' words, they would observe his disciples' words as well. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus encouraged his disciples to remember how he told them, The servant is not greater than his Lord. And even as Jesus' disciples were not greater than he, Jesus' disciples would be persecuted like he was from the people in the world. Jesus gave one exception. Those who observed his saying would also keep his disciples' words as well. God desires to have a personal relationship with every person through his son Jesus. And though they will be persecuted for their belief and trust in him, those who keep Jesus' words will keep theirs as well. Let all who read and hear these words desire to keep the saying of Jesus and relay those words to others who will keep them as well. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells his disciples, But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.